Welcome to another episode of 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a series of programs aimed at celebrating the 100th birthday of the University of Texas at El Paso. Today we have with us Dr. Ashan Chowdhury from the Mechanical Engineering Department. And Ashan, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So Ashan, tell us what you do in the way of research.
Of course, we do many things, but the things we are focusing on lately is space engineering and energy engineering. There is a very important aspect of space engineering in this region because as commercial space exploration is becoming important, UTEP wants to play a big role on developing enabling technologies to do that. If you think about it, that now we have a Spaceport America, the Blue Origin launch facility, and most of the commercial space exploration company probably going to come to this area. And we have to, as university, take a lead. So I can tell you what we are doing right now. We have a big project going on with NASA, developing future generation rocket engines that can be powered by methane, which is natural gas. And there's some distinct advantage of using natural gas or methane as a rocket fuel is that, first of all, they are green. We call it green propulsion compared to some of the propellant we use these days. Second, also that if you go to Mars, you cannot take all the propellant from here to there. You have to make some there. So methane is a chemical that you can produce in Martian atmosphere.
This is interesting. First of all, this concept of green, what that usually means is that it's sort of environmentally safe. But of course, burning methane gives you lots and lots of CO2, which is hardly green.
Well, compared to the other propellant we use, hydrazine,
right.
Even one parts per billion can kill you. So compared to hydrazine, methane is green.
Oh, I see what you mean. It's not the products.
Yeah.
Because the products from hydrazine are surely nitrogen and water, right?
Some ammonia too, but it's the handling of the propellant. And the ground handling of this propellant actually make space systems very expensive. So if you can use the green propellant like methane, then you can make things cheaper. So, you know, that's the advantage of commercial space exploration.
Based upon your sort of knowledge here, you're obviously assuming that space travel is going to be very viable and it's going to be from here. Give us two reasons for this.
Okay. First of all, that the unique geography and the airspace we have in Texas area is very favorable for commercial space exploration. Until now, which is primarily focusing on suborbital flights. So El Paso, New Mexico region is ideal for that, to be honest, actually, because of the kind of geography and the airspace we have, we can, many of those companies will move in this area.
And tell us a little bit about this trip to Mars. This fascinates me. You really believe that we're going to have people going to Mars, creating more fuel to come home with?
Well, I believe space is our destiny, okay? The reason is that just to keep our race alive, we need to explore and need to settle outside Earth. Because, you know, the way the dinosaur got wiped out from the Earth, right, with asteroid strike. And that's going to happen. It's not if, it's just when. So to even keep our race alive, human race alive, we have to settle in other planet, other area beyond Earth. And obviously, Mars is a very favorable destination because there are many elements in Mars that will allow you to settle there.
Ashan Chowdhury from the Department of Mechanical Engineering, thank you very much for being here on 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century. And my name is Keith Pannell.